lesson from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And we urge you, brethren, to recognize those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. Be at peace among yourselves. Thanks be to God.
O Lord, have mercy upon us.
If one looks at Christianity from the outside, it can seem very strange and even ridiculous. You believe in a dead God, and he's human at the same time? You consider those people your heroes, people who have lied, committed adultery, murdered? But God uses the foolishness of this world to show his greater wisdom. Christianity is unique because God alone provides for our salvation through his mercy and grace. Christianity doesn't sugarcoat reality. The heroes of our faith are human beings just like us. Abraham, Moses, David, Peter, Paul, they all had their faults and brought God's anger on them. But they were all repentant and sorry for their sins. They trusted in forgiveness through God's own Son, our Savior Jesus, who died to pay for their sins and for ours. This really helps us to understand that God's love is unconditional. It is offered for all people. No matter who you are, no matter what you have done, God has love and forgiveness for you. If God could forgive Abraham, Moses, David, Peter, and Paul, he can forgive us. The teachers of Christianity are humans, sinners. The person who preaches is a sinner who understands the struggles against sin every day. He's not a person who proclaims his own opinions and tells others what to do by his own authority. When he speaks and explains what the Bible says, it is really God speaking to us, to warn us concerning our sins, but especially to point us to his forgiveness in Christ. Paul says that the preachers labor among us and admonish us. And we urge you, brethren, to recognize those who labor among you and who are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. Be at peace among yourselves. Paul says, love your pastor. Respect him. Esteem him highly. Not because he's a perfect person or better than others, but Paul says, esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. When we hear the pastor properly preaching from the Bible, it is God's voice that speaks to us. God, the Holy Spirit, accompanies his word to call us to faith and to strengthen our faith. Pastors have their frailties and their varying gifts. We can appreciate their wit, their knowledge, their love and concern. But most of all, when we hear them, we should listen for Jesus' voice to call us to heaven. Your pastor wants you to be in heaven, and he wants to be in heaven with you. He speaks the gospel of Jesus Christ to bring God's saving power to all of us through that Holy Spirit. That is why we listen to sermons and why we honor pastors, for their work's sake. We look forward to sharing eternal life with them and with all believers in Christ. May God grant that to all of us for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thank you. knowledge and forgiveness of sin. We beseech you, grant us your Holy Spirit, that we may believe your word, and through the holy sacraments day by day establish our faith, until we at last obtain salvation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one true God,